It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Myrtle with KRWG News. Chicano Programs at NMSU has a mission to offer a support service that provides and empowers all student success through education, advocacy, and development of cultural literacy. To learn more about how the department is adapting to the COVID-19 pandemic, I talked with Interim Director of the department, Dr. Judith Flores Carmona, and Program Manager Maricela Mendoza on a recent episode of Fronteras a Changing America. Here's part of our conversation. Dr. Flores Carmona, I'd like to start with you. Obviously, the COVID-19 pandemic has impacted all of our lives, and it's definitely impacted higher education. I'd like to hear from you how the pandemic has impacted the mission of your department.
Well, we are still serving as the center that provides advocacy and support services to all of NMSU students. Being a Hispanic serving institution, of course, our office is the hub for the issues concerning Latinx students in particular, but we do serve all students. We've been impacted by basically going from face-to-face, in-person programming to virtual programming. And we kicked off with Hispanic Heritage Month or Latinx Heritage Month. And we are still open to students via appointments, via Zoom or in person even. We have our lab still open. So things are still going kind of smoothly, but of course we are faced with situations and issues that Latinx students are facing and our local communities as well.
Maricela, could you share with us a little bit about the programs that you have in store virtually now? And how students are interacting with them.
Sure. So we started off with our Welcome Back event, which is like a little resource fair for the students. We did have to do that online, and the video recording is still available. We're using a platform on YouTube, and we're using Zoom platforms as well to show our programming. We also had a speaker September 15th, which had approximately 200 viewers that joined us that day.
Okay, so obviously I've mentioned earlier that the pandemic has hit so many folks. What are some of your concerns, Dr. Flores Carmona, about how this may impact the next generation of college students or even the current generation?
We are seeing that students are feeling disconnected, disengaged. I do check-ins with students. I'm teaching a class on Mondays, and some of the issues that came up are around feeling like they're procrastinating, feeling like they're not doing as well. There's also, of course, mental health issues coming up, feeling sad or depressed. We also have families that have other children or youth who are going to school virtually, and so that makes it a little hard for them to focus. They have expressed concerns around having to share one laptop, for example, for everybody in the household to do their work. We also have been in conversations with LCPS, with Blanca Ontiveros, and she and her team have talked to us about dire need for tutors for families who don't even know how to use the tablets that they're getting, or not having enough hotspot providers or services, internet. I think that the digital divide is very real, and this is impacting the students currently at NMSU, of course, future generations. As we know, New Mexico ranks pretty low in terms of educational attainment, but that's not disconnected from the health disparities that we have encountered. And as you said, Latinx populations and African American populations have been the most impacted. Of course, our Native communities as well. And so these are serious issues that we need to address and start working with and partnering with local school districts and communities. I think of the colonias who may not even have, good providers for internet. And so that's very real, and we are doing our best to provide resources through Chicano programs. We put together a list of, actually Maricela put it together, a list of resources that we can have access to. And as soon as Blanca Ontiveros told us that they needed tutors, we sent out the call for that. So we are working very closely, and we're listening, and we're paying attention to the situations that are happening and that are very real. And I'm sure that this will impact future generations of college-going students.
That was NMSU Chicano Program's Interim Director, Dr. Judith Flores Carmona, and Program Manager, Maricela Mendoza. You can view the full interview at krwg.org in the local television section. Marketplace Morning Report is on the way.